Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry Talk Show with your talk show host Harry Johal. Today we are going to invite someone from Bollywood, playback singer Bhumi Trivedi, who has risen from Indian Idols and gradually she has made up her mark with songs like Ram Chahe Leela from Goliyon Ki Ras Leela, Ram Leela by Sanjay Leela Bansali. It's a signature statement by Bhumi in the world of Bollywood. And we are going to connect with her today and getting to know about how her journey has been so far and what are the ups and downs she has faced, what sort of lessons she has learned working with great artists from Bollywood. And there will be a lot of other things that we will be looking forward to discuss with her. So let's get in touch with her in Mumbai and get to know more about Bhumi Trivedi on Carry On Harry Talk Show for Balle Balle Radio.
Ram chahe leela, chahe leela, chahe Ram. In dono ke laaf mein duniya ka kya kaam? Inka to funda hai simple sa yaar. Goli maro to panga, aankho maro to pyaar. Ram chahe leela, chahe leela, chahe Ram. In dono ke laaf mein duniya ka kya kaam? Yeah, hi, this is Bhumi here.
Hi, Bhumi. This is Harry calling from Singapore and a very welcome from Carry On Harry Talk Show.
Hi, Harry. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, a while ago I was watching your previous videos of Indian Idols and then you had an expression that you one day wanted to sing for the large audience. So how does that feeling comes for you?
Oh, thank you so much. It's amazing. First of all, I just love Singapore because I've been, you know, my first international performance was in Singapore.
Wow.
So that will always remain, you know, closer to my heart. And, you know, in comparison to all the other international shows, because that was the first one. And later on, the Esplanade Theatre. So it was, again, a very big thing for me to perform at Esplanade. So, yeah, and again, it really feels great that, you know, I've been getting support from all over the world while, you know, since Indian Idol days. So, I'm really glad to have all the fans across the world loving me and blessing me and, you know, listening to my music and appreciating my work.
Definitely, people have to appreciate your work since you have put your all heart, soul and life into it. And ऐसी कामयाबी हासिल करना मतलब हर एक के नसीबे में नहीं होता और नॉट जस्ट ऑन द लक पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू बट ऑल्सो यू नो पुटिंग अप द एफर्ट्स द काइंड ऑफ मीन्स वी हैव सीन यू यू नो ग्रोइंग अप एज अ सिंगर ऑन इंडियन आइडल और उससे पहले भी आपका बहुत एक लंबा सफर है सिंगिंग के साथ आप कुछ उसके बारे में बताइए बिफोर टचिंग द इंडियन आइडल हाउ वॉज द लाइफ एंड हाउ डिड इट चेंज आफ्टर इंडियन आइडल
see, I would definitely let you know because, you know, in 2010, when I appeared for the auditions, I think how people saw me in Indian Idol Season 5, I wasn't the same in Indian Idol 3. And, you know, I'd been participating for different reality shows. So singing was my passion since when I was two and a half years old. So singing has been something, you know, a great part of my life. And, so when I participated in Indian Idol, I think Saleem Sir and Sunidhi Chauhan and Anu Malik really appreciated my work. And so that's how they and the whole team really supported me so much. They encouraged me so much to, you know, work further towards, you know, perfection and perfection in music and singing.
Correct.
So, and when I was in Indian Idol, I think I was not supposed to use phones or TV or radio or newspapers. I was like, you know, we all, the contestants were totally being cut off from the outer world. So,
correct.
The moment I came out, the moment I went out of Indian Idol, I saw the amount of love that I got. You know, it was immensely, immensely amazingly so well that I received you know, everybody really welcomed me so well, and all the other music directors, after, you know, getting out of Indian Idol, they appreciated my work, and you know, they found, you know, everyone in each and every episode, there used to be a music director as a guest appearing in our episode. So they always used to tell me that, you know, I've got a different kind of a voice, or you know, कोई भी इंसान आपको आंख बंद करके आपकी आवाज सुन के परख सकता है कि वो धूनी गा रही है. सो दैट वाज द बिगेस्ट कॉम्प्लीमेंट एवर आई हैव हर्ड. एंड आई सैंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ आशा भोसले जी एंड परफॉर्म्ड विद आरडी बर्मन्स टीम मेंबर्स हु यूज्ड टू एक्चुअली परफॉर्म विद हिम ड्यूरिंग रिकॉर्डिंग्स एंड प्ले विद हिम ड्यूरिंग सॉन्ग रिकॉर्डिंग्स. सो इट वाज समथिंग. It was a dream for me, which really came true, which really came out in person in front of me, and people sharing love. It's amazing to me.
Correct. Do you think some kind of responsibility has increased after, you know, getting such, you know, standing ovation in topmost you know, reality TV shows like Indian Idol, and then you have also sung your own songs, which we'll be discussing later on. Do you think because of the love of audience, your responsibility as a singer, as an artist, performing artist, has increased?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think the moment that's the only important thing that I feel. Because when a performer, like if somebody you know, blocks me to perform for an event, I think it becomes a great responsibility for me. Because firstly, they love my voice, they love my performance, they love me so much that they have decided to, you know, include me in their family function or any corporate event or any kind of any other college event or say any public event or a recording, say.
Correct.
Love me, I can definitely see see that they believe in me, they have trust in me, and that's what, you know, I see, and I feel responsible towards those people and those you know, members, and I treat them as my extended family, and that's how then I take care of them.
Correct.
And just put up my best. I just try to put up my best, because when I was in Indian Idol, it was not easy for us to perform, and you know, day in day out we used to perform, and you know, bahut zyada mehnat karte the hum log, and jo kehte na din raat ek karke mehnat karna, so we used to work like that. So you know, for people it was just a 3-3.5 minutes of performance, but for us it was like the whole season. So we really worked hard, and the team also you know, and the team really supported us well, and I think after I got Ram Chahiye Leela, even people loved me even more, and you know, because I used to sing film songs which were already sung by other singers when I was in Indian Idol. So people used to appreciate my style of singing, ki, you know, ye iske jaisa acha gaati hai, uske jaisa acha gaati hai, ya ye gana isne bahut acha gaya. But the moment when people heard my own song, that was Ram Chahiye Leela, they could actually identify my voice, that this song was made for Bhumi, and this song, you know, no one could have ever sung this better than Bhumi. So these all stuff that I heard, I mean, I definitely know that there are many singers, there are many talented singers and living legends who could have sung it really well and really very easily than I sang. But you know, the response that I got from a public, the response, the review, comment that I got from public on that song for me was something really impeccable, and I would always be thankful to them. And you know, the more love I get, the more trust I get, the more responsible I feel towards them to perform and, you know, make them just dance and enjoy the moment, or you know, just take care of them. In short.
Correct. Were you already aware that Ram Chahiye Leela song will be picturized on Priyanka Chopra?
No, not at all. I was just, basically this song was going to be put in the end of the movie, like for end credits, and not in the middle of the picture or any, you know, between somewhere in the scene. But then I had sung the song, and later on, you know, after a month, maybe I got to know that, you know, this song is being picturized on Priyanka Chopra, and it was a great surprise for me. So I met Shail Hara, and you know, Shail Hara told me that Sanjay sir wanted to give you a great surprise, and even I wanted to give you, he wanted to give me a great surprise. And you know, I entered the studio. It was in, it was being shot on in So I just entered the studio and I saw Priyanka Chopra performing on my song, and she was lip syncing on my song, on my voice, and it was, it was something I was totally numb, because this has created a history in my life. This song has created a history in my life, and the movie has, the way the movie has created a history, I think I will be always a part of that movie. I'll be always a part of Sanjay Leela Bhansali's history.
Correct.
So, correct. Which means a lot to me. And entering in the 100th year of film industry means a lot to me, because when I got to know that, you know, film industry had completed 100th year in 2013, and, you know, in the same year my song was being played, I was, I just looked back and I just saw before 15 to 20 years, I was sitting at home, I was listening to, you know, different kind of film music, and I was so crazy about watching movies and listening to other, like, different singers on radio, on TV, like dancing in front of TV, you know, when my favorite songs are being played, which was sung by Sunidhi Chauhan or some other singers, Shreya Ghoshal and Alka Yagnikji and Kishore Kumar and Sonu Nigam and some pop stars, you know, Disco Diwane, and there were many pop stars before, you know, 15, 20 years.
Correct.
Were really famous.
I agree with you that it was like a milestone track, you know, for the military.
Exactly. So the way I grew up listening to all these singers, and, you know, finally when I see myself sitting in between the whole industry, you know, during award functions, and I'm getting the Chief Music Award, I'm getting Big Star Awards, I'm getting Apsara Awards. So it really means a lot to me, and I was completely numb. I was completely surprisingly shocked to have this phase in my life. And, you know, my parents, they have really worked hard to put me at this level. Definitely, even I have worked hard. Even people from the industry have supported me so much. You know, I was asked in one interview, there was a television interview where I was asked that, who's your godfather? And I was like, there is no particular godfather, but the one who has helped me to reach where I am today, I think I would consider each and every one of them as my godfather, because there's no base in Bombay where I could, you know, there was no earlier base in Bombay where I could, you know, easily get into a music director's studio and then start singing. I had to really work hard. I had to, you know, keep on approaching music directors to, you know, get myself a song, to fetch myself a song. And even I'm doing that. So after I got Ram Chahe Leela, you know, I got 3 awards. And later on, after, you know, I kept on singing for Punjabi movies, for Marathi movies, Gujarati movies, you know, all regional stuff I used to sing. And later on in 2015, in September, there came a film called Hero, where I sang Dance Ke Legends with Meet Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was another hit for me. And so people really like that genre of mine too. So now they are waiting for another genre. So I'm just preparing myself to, you know, showcase myself in different genres and make people just enjoy my voice.
Definitely. Since you have been blessed with, you know, very unique sort of a voice, and, you know, you have sung, you know, those kind of songs in which you really have, you know, a very great hold, and public really wants to, you know, see your other shades of singing in your upcoming projects as well. But Bhumi, for you, you know, when you are aware about that your track is going to be, you know, lip synced by a particular, you know, actor who's having a certain kind of an image, and when singing for somebody who don't have an image at all, what sort of adjustment as a playback singer do you think you require to do, you know, to match the voice?
I didn't get your question.
Yeah, what I mean to say is, like, if you are aware that your song is going to be lip-synced by an established actor, which has got a certain sort of an image, singing for that particular artist in comparison to an artist who is totally new and you're not aware about who is going to sing, how, what sort of adjustment as a playback singer have you to make?
I think I just have to concentrate on my song. I have to concentrate on the expression, basically. And, you know, as I sang for Priyanka Chopra, I didn't know earlier that I would be singing for Priyanka Chopra. And, you know, herself, she was a singer. And when she had sung, there was a song which she could just help me out with that song's name and film's name, Dil Dharakne Do. So when she had sung the title track, of Dil Dharakne Do, people felt that I have sung title track of that movie. Mm-hmm. So I could easily relate my voice with her because at some point when I met Priyanka Chopra during Ram Jai Leela, she told me that, you know, you've got a sensuous voice and I really love your voice texture. Maybe she told me that because even she has got the same kind of texture, you know. Mm-hmm. She's got a baritone voice and she loved my voice. So I think the other song that I sang for Atiya Shetty, it was sounding totally different because it was recorded in double track. It was recorded in DT. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the sound, the voice sounded really different and it suited her. So maybe because she, the director had to portray that actress as, you know, a princess kind of, a puppy and, you know, chirpy kind of a girl. So then I have to definitely take care of that, you know, expression that I don't think like how I sang for Priyanka Chopra.
Correct.
So I have to manipulate my voice in that way. I have to manipulate my voice a little. So how, you know, there are many talented singers like Shalmari Kolkade, who got, you know, different kind of voice. Like she can manipulate her voice a lot. And she's very talented and she's very brilliant on it.
Correct.
So it's about, yeah, so even Alka Yagnik ji has done this. So when you get to know, and certainly I would tell you the fact, I was not told for whom I was singing.
Mm-hmm.
Both the songs, like be it Ram Chai Leela, be it Dance Ladies, I was not told for whom I was singing. They just told me that you have to be bold enough. And another song, they just told me that, you know, you have to sing for a bubbly and chirpy kind of a girl who is, you know, come to dance, you know, that thing, a club, you know, and she's raised baap ki aulaad and very bigri bachi or something like that, you know, whatever. So that's how I have to portray and, you know, that impression in my mind, and then I have to think. And ultimately, for all these two songs, like major hits that I would say in my life that I have sung, Ram Chai Leela and Dance Eleven, luckily those voice and those expressions did suit both the actresses.
Correct. You have worked with some of the very established names. You're working with some of the very established names, Preetam Da to Salim Suleiman, Bappi Lahiri, and, you know, some more names are there. In terms of working with such great legends, do you think there is some kind of, you know, pressure on establishing your own style because they have got their own way of, you know, getting that thing extracted from an artist? So what sort of pressure is that? How would you define that?
See, I think time is the best healer. I must say that because when I was in Indian Idol, people actually wanted to test my versatility.
Correct.
And everybody would say that, you know, ki Bhumi ye bhi ga sakti hai, Bhumi kya wo ga sakti hai, kya wo genre ga sakti hai? Can she sing classical? Can she sing Sufi? Can she sing rock numbers or something like that? So, you know, I think it was better for me to go through that phase so that, you know, now people know that what kind of genre they would listen to me in.
Correct.
So, uske baad jab ye establish ho jata hai, you know, the genre that I established for myself, I think people, once people accept it, then music directors would also accept it. And music directors are the ones who know, you know, where to place this voice correctly in the song or in the scene or in what genre her voice would be suited. So even they ask us to sing different kind of numbers, different kind of songs. And once they think that, you know, Bhumi's voice is like best in this genre, they would stick to that.
Correct.
But when I performed with, I had performed with Saleem Suleiman and Sajid Wajid and Bappi Lahiri, I had sung all of their songs, like mostly all of their songs, which had all different kind of genres. Mm. Even they loved, after, see, playback singing is different where, you know, after deciding one genre, people would love to hear you in the same genre. Like Sunidhi Chauhan, she can sing classical. I had her, like, you know, I love her voice. I love her singing. And I heard her in one interview that she had told the interviewer that, you know, she loves to sing classical, but now that people have accepted her, singing as a, you know, somebody who would sing bold kind of numbers and some rock numbers and, you know, khuli gai ki wale gaane.
Correct.
And so that's what she has been doing. But during shows, she would sing Lata Mangeshkar songs too. Lagja Gale, she sings Lagja Gale too. So, when it comes to show, it's different. And when it comes to playback singing, it's totally different. So when if I perform with a music director, he would, like, on stage, he would expect me to sing any Asha Bhosle number or Lata Mangeshkar number and their own compositions, including my own songs. Because we have to entertain crowd over there. So, you know, they cannot different singers from different genres. So that's what we have to also take care of, that thing. And when it comes to playback singing, mm-hmm. he would definitely make sure that Bhumi ki voice pe konsa gana suit ho raha hai, you know, konsa genre suit ho raha hai zyada for playback singing. So these two are different things, and I also have to take care of versatility on the stage and, gripping, like having a proper grip in front of the recording mic.
Absolutely. I do agree with you that there's always a fear of being typecast, especially in Bollywood. You have been quite lucky that your music directors have been giving you an opportunity to explore different genres for playback singing. Bhumi, if I
absolutely,
ask you...
Absolutely, and nowadays... Mm. Yeah, mm.
Yeah, I want to ask you, like, which genre of yours you think you have, learned a lot after, you know, becoming a playback singer, which you were not very much, you know, exploring previously, but now you are experimenting into that particular genre.
Genre, okay. I think contemporary singing was always there. Contemporary singing, which I really loved, and more of going into, rockish and Sufi. So it's mixture of all, because I'm still experimenting singing classical fusion songs, and not hardcore classical, but definitely I've been trained in classical music too. So I make sure that I use whatever I have learned. So I would say that Ram Leela is a genre that people started loving me to hear me in, and I think that's what I would want to continue with.
Correct. Success does matter. And if people have identified your signature statement through a track like Ram Leela track, I think you should continue singing that also. And at the same time, like you mentioned, that you are also exploring other genres of, music.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. People actually really want to listen to my numbers even, more often. And I'm just trying my best to do that. And right now, I wouldn't experiment something totally different, but I'll, what Sanjaleela Bhinsali sir had helped me getting my genre, helped me, identify my genre. I think I would take care of that stuff first, and I'll sing a few more songs of the same genre. And then once people are, like, done with this genre, I think I would, experiment some other genres too.
Correct. You must be very much connected with your teachers also, who have been, instrumental in bringing up to here. What are their feedbacks in terms of, you becoming a playback singer and, trying to, sing in a very different parameter of singing? Because singing for, performances which are live is a different thing. But singing for movies, you are somewhere tied up within the character, story, demand and all those things.
Yeah.
So what is their feedback of your gurus?
I think my teacher Shri Mayank Pandya sir, he's from Baroda, and he taught me, I learned 4 years of classical music, and I'm really glad that my parents and my teacher, my music teacher, they they always keep me grounded.
Hmm.
They always keep me grounded, and that's the best thing. Even if I, you know, even if people love me so much, you know, even if I go wrong somewhere, they would definitely, he would call me up and say that, you know, this performance was not good. He would, you know, see my performances on TV or on, you know, online or online performances he would watch. But then when I really go wrong, he would definitely, he would be the first one, including my parents, to say that, you know, you really need to improve in this. You really need to, you know, get back to what you had earlier done. So this is not, as in they don't hesitate to correct me, which I think it's the best stuff for me, you know, to be grounded and to learn even more and improve myself in this field. So they are really happy. But first of all, he's really happy with his, you know, I never, you know, I make sure that I don't lose contact with my teacher or with my friends who used to study with me together. So there were times where, you know, I would fly down from Bombay to Baroda at my, like, you know, hometown. And in my hometown, and I would just get into the music class where I had learned. So, and, you know, they would really be happy, and, you know, they would bless me always for being down to earth or being humble or something like that. I'm not appreciating my own self. Maybe I'm not boasting about my own self, but that's what people love about me. And I think this is the way how I collect love and blessings from people. And they always tell me that, you know, my teacher always tells me that how much ever fame you get, how much ever you know, film songs you get, just don't lose your don't lose the connection from with your roots of classical music. You just have to keep on doing riyas and, you know, keep learning different ragas. And whenever you get time, even if you are not well with your throat, you know, if I sing so much, if my you know, if I'm not well with my throat, you just have to listen to the classical music. So just keep on listening to good music, keep on doing proper riyas, and so
wonderful.
I think I get healthy stuff to hear from my parents and my teachers, so, which makes me and my music healthy.
That's wonderful to listen that you are still in touch with all the people who really, you know, give you the right kind of feedback which is required, and, you know, staying in the blessings of your gurus is really a wonderful thing. A lot of people will be learning from this particular statement of yours that success doesn't mean that you are flying up, you know, among the celebrities. It means really connected to the roots, because ultimately the growth will come from the roots, not from the leaves and the branches. Bhumi, any project which you are excited about to share with our listeners before we end today's talks? Any upcoming project which you think will definitely, you know, be a signature statement like your previous work?
Yeah, there is a film coming up, and I think the only stuff is I won't be able to reveal it, but it's sure going to be a great song, and people are going to like it, and I bet you would call me back again for the same song that I'm talking about.
Definitely. It will always be a pleasure, you know, to be connecting with talented people like you who are self-made, who have come up and risen from out of their own hard work, and respecting, you know, the elders and the people who have really brought you up here. My blessings will always be with people like you.
And thank you so much for all your love and time and blessings. And the next song that I was talking about just now is going to get released on next Eid. So just wait and watch for the song.
So can you please hum two lines from your most popular song before we end?
Absolutely.
God bless you. It was wonderful. Have a wonderful evening at your end, and we will definitely love to invite you back.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johal on BalaBala Radio, inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show.
for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.